Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Byron Morton and Julie Cole, both with the Merchandise Mart, which hosts NeoCon every year. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
Kemp.
Thanks for being with me. NeoCon is less than a month away, scheduled for June 12th through the 14th this year, which is always that second week in June. And is this the 49th NeoCon? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
What kind of show are we anticipating this year? Give me a feel for how you think the crowds are going to be.
Kemp, we're expecting a really great show this year. The industry overall is very strong. Our pre-registration is pacing right about the same as it was this time last year. And last year we had 53,000 attendees at the shows. We expect at least that many, if not more. Our hotel room block is almost completely booked, about 4 or 5 weeks out, and all the keynotes are at capacity, and the manufacturers and exhibitors are stepping up their game as well. We've got about 425 Best in NeoCon entries, which again is on target with last year, which was a record. So our energy level is high. The Mart really looks great. All the showrooms are going through some pretty massive renovations, and we're ready for June.
All right, good. Well, let's talk about who comes to NeoCon just as a reminder. Obviously, the main target are architects and interior designers, and certainly the exhibitors, you know, who represent the products that are on display there. Who else comes to the show?
If you're involved in commercial interiors, you need to come to NeoCon. You know, the show is made up of clearly architects and designers across all verticals. Also included in the attendee base is pretty much the entire distribution channel. So you have all of your independent reps and direct reps, as well as the dealer and distribution channel. And we have seen more and more corporate end users and facility managers coming to the show over the last few years, and that's been a real push of ours, so that the leaders of corporations, both large and small, can see the latest ideas in workplace, healthcare, hospitality, and institutional design.
I think most everybody knows NeoCon is the premier interior finishes show, and I was looking on your website earlier. It's a great website, you know, neocon.com, and you have ways of sorting through the exhibitors. And I was looking at that, and it looks like the furniture and flooring, textiles and wall coverings, lighting, contract accessories. It's about anything that you'd want to put inside the interiors, and like you say, of those vertical sectors, which go from hospitality to education to healthcare and office workspace environment. One of the things, I guess, for you, Julie, exhibitor bookings are as strong as they have been.
They're stronger than ever, and we're building on the success of our new seventh floor layout, which we introduced last year.
Yeah.
So we're continuing to attract new and exciting companies to NeoCon. So we have about 10,000 square feet on the seventh floor. That comprises 40 companies. 10 of them are new. And they're really exciting flooring companies that are using the latest technology to develop smart materials that look great and have a focus on being environmentally friendly for the most part. We have close to 300 brands on this floor. So it's exciting, and it's organized in a way that makes it easy for the exhibitors to connect with attendees. And because the flooring section is in one area, it makes it very easy to discover all these new products in one section of the show.
And you continue to invest, Byron, in the building itself. You got some new restaurants you've added, and talk a little bit about that if you would.
As a follow-on to what Julie was saying about the seventh floor, we completely renovated the seventh floor exhibit hall last year with new floor covering, new paint, new wayfinding, new lighting, and enhanced Wi-Fi. That floor has really enjoyed a great refresh, and I think both the exhibitors and attendees from last year were excited about that. We've also continued our capital improvement program on the common areas of the building. If you'll remember, last year we opened the new food hall and the grand stair and the lounge at the top of the stairs, and this year we are opening Marshall's Landing, top of the stairs. And, Kemp, this is going to be so cool. It's a new place for tenants and building visitors to work and socialize, meet, eat, drink, nosh, and most importantly, caffeinate and maybe have a cocktail at the end of the day. This space is going to be open for NeoCon. The Sunday Night Interior Design Hip Awards, as well as the Giants Party, will be hosted at Marshall's Landing to kick off NeoCon. It's just going to be a great place. The building looks fantastic. From a permanent showroom perspective, we have renewed probably 25% of all the showrooms within the last 2 years.
And those permanent floors are 3, 10, and 11, right?
That is correct, and they are 100% occupied, which is really fun to say, as is the seventh floor exhibit hall.
Let's go quick to the programming that you've worked hard. I could tell you've got an advisory council. Is that new, or is that just something you put on the website this year?
We formed that advisory council in 2013.
I noticed in flooring you have John Stevens with Shaw Contract, and then you have Cheryl Durst with IIDA on there. So looks like you've got a nice round group of people that are giving you feedback.
We really do. And, you know, we've tried to get representation from companies both large and small, as well as all the folks from around different parts of the industry.
You have 82 seminars you're giving this year. Just as a quick reminder, you charge $60 for attendees that want to attend these. But this looks like a nice cross-section of content. Just to name a couple of them, they caught my eyes. You've got Demystifying Acoustics. You've got TV's Influence on Design. That's Paul Lewandowski. He's a friend of mine. You've got Lauren Rotet talking about Hospitality Comes to the Office and Designing for Focus Work, Studying a Floor and Influence on Patient Safety and Satisfaction. I mean, 82, I'm not going to go through them all, but it looks like a lot of great content there. And then you've got three keynotes, one each day. You got Arianna Huffington with the Huffington Post and Thrive Global. You got Jessica Green with Biology and the Built Environment, and John Ronan with John Ronan Architects. So it looks like you guys have been busy putting together some great content, which is above and beyond just going to see the exhibits that show you the latest trends in interior finishes, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely correct. I mean, our programming team has done a phenomenal job this year getting really headline keynote for the show. You know, in terms of the general programming, I don't think you can find any major commercial design show that has as many CEUs to offer as NeoCon. As you mentioned, we actually have about 100 CEU-accredited seminars, and those are organized across 16 different tracks, including everything from dealer strategies to green design to health, safety, and welfare and hospitality, public space, and, you know, clearly office design. New for this year, something we're really excited about, is a series called Icons at NeoCon. You'd mentioned Lauren Rotet is giving a talk on Hospitality Comes to the Office. Also included in that series is Howard Tolman, the CEO of 1871. And Howard really is a serial entrepreneur. And if there's anybody who has been on the front lines of new open office collaborative workspace movement, Howard is one that has great experience and perspective there. And then Carol Ross Barney, who was the architect that designed the Chicago Riverwalk, which just completed this year, is part of that Icons at NeoCon series as well.
All right. Well, it's good to get this review of what's going to happen on June the 12th or the 14th in Chicago, my favorite city. Hopefully we'll have great weather. Again, been talking to Byron Morton, the Vice President of Leasing, and Julie Cole, the Vice President of Exhibitor Sales with the Merchandise Mart that hosts NeoCon. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.